Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 445, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. I don't know anything about the plating room. I never have been in Mr. Quinn's office. I have put disinfectants in the ladies and gentlemen closets back there. I wouldn't go inside. I would only go to the door. I stood outside of the door and sprinkled it in them in a little way. Outside of that, and going to Mr. Quinn's office, I have never been on the left-hand side of the factory. I have been there where they wash the lead at, and I have stuck bills in Mr. Quinn's office. Yes, I have been back in there where that dark place is. I don't know how many times I have stacked some boxes back in there. I have been back there 3 times altogether, sometime before Christmas. Yes, sir, you can see from the top of the stairway back in there. I have been back there 3 times altogether, sometime before Christmas. Yes, sir, you can see from the top of the stairway to Mr. Frank's inside office. A man sitting at Mr. Frank's desk can see people coming up the stairway if he is watching for them. If the safe door is open, I don't hardly think he can see them. If it is shut, he can. I am not sure of that. I thought you were talking about the third floor. He couldn't see people coming up from the first floor. He can see them after they get along by the clock. I left the factory 5:15 Friday afternoon before the factory stopped. I think I punched when I went out. One of them was 10 minutes fast. That was the one on the right. I left there without drawing my money because I knew I wasn't going to draw but $2.75, and I owed the watchman $1, and I knowed I wouldn't have enough for me and to pay him, and I told Mr. Holloway to let Snowball draw it for me. Snowball drew it for me and met me at the shoe shop at the corner of Alabama and Forsyth Street. He gave me $1.75. I wasn't supposed to draw but $2.75, and Mr. Frank taken that.